tonight. I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody. As a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing us. God. Your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my story no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my story no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my story no more.
God came in to pull you where you belong. Oh yes, He did.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh yes, He did.
This won't be my
story. I don't care how long you've been. He came to break you out tonight. Hey, He came to break you out tonight. Yes, He came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get waiting for your home tonight, as your hands are lifted up high, I need you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my stuff. Open your mouth and shout it like you. Shout it like you. You want me to say, you want me to say, He's turning that thing around. He's turning that. Somebody open your mouth. Oh, oh no. That won't be your story no more. Everybody say, lift your hands and say, this won't be my. One more time, like you mean it. This won't be. Now you ought to open your mouth and bless Him like you believe that He's not going to change your story.